By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are set to introduce the top economic officials they have picked for their administration at an event later today. The incoming president and vice president first made their picks made public in a statement Monday, including the choice of former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to be the first woman to lead the Treasury Department in more than 200 years. Biden's latest appointments underscore the incoming president's promise to create a top rung of officials that demographically looks like America, one staffed with numerous female appointees and people of color. Biden is preparing to take office at his inauguration as the 46th U.S. president on January the 20th. Meantime, President Donald Trump has refused to concede defeat while claiming without evidence that the election was rigged against him. Today, Tuesday, is World AIDS Day, with organizations around the world highlighting the need to support those living with and affected by HIV, the virus that causes the disease, while also remembering those who have died. The agency is calling on governments to boost investments and action on HIV and other pandemics. It says, if there were better health and social safety nets in place, the world would have been better able to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The United Nations said models show that there could be an additional 123,000 to 293,000 new HIV infections and between 69,000 and 148,000 AIDS-related deaths by the year 2022 because of the coronavirus pandemic's effect on HIV responses. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is